Could you please talk about Shakyamuni Buddha, whose teaching we learn, and Buddhas before him, and the one to come, Maitreya? Are the teachings the same? What is important for us to know about the Buddhas? And then there's the 28 Buddhas chant on page 62. Somebody noticed. I can mention it before that the Buddha didn't perceive himself as, say, isolated as the only Buddha, but that this is a, say, a principle in nature, that there is the truth that can be, one can be awakened to, and there are these Buddhas who come along. And in the tradition, say, like, the specialness of the Buddha is that they discover this truth and then teach it on their own. So that the way the tradition has been passed down, that, say, these teachings will last for however long. They've been around for 2,500 years, and however long they last. And then at some point in time, the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha will disappear, and then there won't be this clear access to truth and a path. And then another being will come. And the prediction is the Maitreya Buddha. And each Buddha has a particular characteristic, in the sense that Shakyamuni Buddha, his characteristic or primary mode of being is wisdom. He's a Buddha that exemplifies or embodies wisdom. And of course the Maitreya Buddha is metta, loving kindness. And the Buddha predicted, I don't know if it's the Buddha or it's a commentarial, but that a Buddha that is embodying loving kindness will draw huge numbers of people to him and be able to enlighten many, many beings. It's the nature of loving kindness. Think of, remember Ajahn Liam. Ajahn Liam was the successor to Ajahn Chah, the abbot of Wat Pho Phong. Some people here may have met him. Very composed, grounded being. And anyway, I remember him talking one time and saying, you know, Ajahn Chah, a tremendous loving kindness. And because of that, he had many, many people coming to him all the time. I'm going to focus on equanimity. it's tiring to have loving kindness. So that, say, the Buddhas in the past would have had some particular characteristics. And I think, rather, say, that chant of the 28 Buddhas is, I think, to put more that context of, we're fortunate enough to come into contact into this long lineage of awakened beings and to make the best use of that.